The north of your youth was practically pre-industrial. You're always amazed when you hear people's ideas about idylls and pleasure grounds, the myths of the sublime. Back then it was a landscape of filth loosened from fields, ringworm, walls of snow, and long, sickening bus rides to school. It was bad weather, burning carcasses, kids with disabilities, black eye Fridays and badger baiting. Collecting wood off the fell and trying to keep it dry under tarpaulin so the logs didn't fizzle with sap, hiss and blacken on the grate, because that was how you stayed warm. No Economy 7, no piped gas. Fowl were strung from hooks in the outbuildings by your parents' cottage. In another shed, trout was smoked. The heating range, which was installed by your dad when you were 14 to run some radiators, was bought from a local farmer, a cut and shunt boiler, previously used to incinerate stillborn lambs. Your mother washed all the clothes by hand until that same year, when his paintings started bringing in good money and a machine was bought and plumbed into the greasy, goose-hung boffy. And when your best friend Nikki collapsed with an asthma attack on the moor, she was airlifted to Newcastle Infirmary by helicopter after 45 minutes of lying under a witch hazel bush, her brain bluely solidifying. It was January. The black furrows were frozen and an earthy winter scent radiated from the ground. You ran back from the phone box along the road and wrapped Nikki in your coat and held her hand. It was the first and only time you've had to dial the emergency number. You waited for help, so insanely long it seemed. Then the sky was ripped open by noise. You watched the Sea King buzz down through sleet, and you opened Nikki's mouth because the wind from the propeller blade seemed strong enough to reinflate her lungs. The witch hazel carried pale orange flowers on its bare twigs, the blossoms impossibly delicate in the storm of the landing.